From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, March 26th. I'm Abby Larico. The James Beard Awards are considered some of the most prestigious culinary honors in the nation. And in a new national category, two women from St. Louis are being celebrated.
We're definitely having a moment where we are a force to be reckoned with, and no one can deny the talent in this city.
A conversation with two semifinalists for Outstanding Professional in Beverage Service about what the distinction says about St. Louis and why it's worth raising a glass to the region's dining scene. Coming up after this news on The Gateway. The officer who was critically injured while making an arrest on I-70 last week is leaving the hospital. The St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department announced Officer Nathan Spies is being discharged from Barnes Jewish Hospital this morning. A police escort will accompany Spies to a private location to continue his recovery. South Kings Highway Boulevard from the hospital to I-64 will briefly shut down sometime between 10 and 11 this morning to make way. The 31-year-old officer has undergone three surgeries and had part of his leg amputated. He was hit by a car while holding a carjacking suspect at gunpoint in the interstate's express lanes. The driver sped off. He and another person suspected in the carjacking are both now facing charges. Community radio station KDHX will sell its broadcast license to K-Love, a chain of stations that plays contemporary Christian music. St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin has been following this.
KDHX leaders announced the sale in a post to the station's website yesterday. K-Love is a Christian broadcast network that plays syndicated content. KDHX supporters are shocked at the loss of a station that had been a showcase for St. Louis musicians and eclectic programming before years of conflict between a few of its leaders and many longtime DJs and volunteers. Former DJ Steve Pick says the sale is exactly what KDHX supporters wanted to avoid.
This is devastating to all of us who have put so much effort into this station over the years. It's devastating to the entire St. Louis music and arts community.
KDHX did not disclose the sale price. A judge will need to approve it. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
A fundraising campaign is underway aimed at filling a $150,000 gap ahead of St. Louis's Pride Fest. Many sponsors of the June event have reduced their financial support, including Anheuser-Busch, which cut all sponsorship. Marty Zuniga is the president of Pride St. Louis and says the nonprofit is reworking Pride Fest's budget.
Pride will happen, period. We will not let that not be the case. We will have a festival. We will have a parade. May it look different than compared to other years? Yes.
Zuniga says since launching the fundraising campaign yesterday morning, the nonprofit has already raised $17,000. Anheuser-Busch did not immediately return a request for comment. Hundreds of civil rights discrimination investigations at schools in four Midwest states could go unresolved due to Department of Education cuts. The Trump administration shuttered seven of the 12 offices in charge of the civil rights investigations. That leaves nearly 500 pending cases in Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska. Sarah Jane Hunt is a civil rights lawyer based in St. Louis. She says the office was already struggling to keep up with its investigations before Trump's cuts.
Now what this is going to do is essentially take an agency that once again has already not had the type of resources I believe it needs to function correctly and make it even more impossible.
Hunt says the complaints offered students and their families a cost-free way to litigate discrimination issues at schools. Parents filed a class action lawsuit to reverse the closures earlier this month. Illinois is facing a lawsuit over an amendment to a state law that prohibits employers from discriminating against someone based on their reproductive health decisions. The federal lawsuit, filed by the Springfield Catholic Diocese and a Rockford Pregnancy Center, claims the amendment forbids religious employers from acting within their beliefs about reproductive issues like abortion and contraception. Corey Estby is the pastor of Zion Lutheran Church near Chicago, and he says the amendment doesn't allow religious freedom.
We certainly would not seek to have someone work within our realm that doesn't believe as we believe.
Anti-abortion advocates held a march yesterday in Springfield to protest bills that expand abortion access. A Missouri state senator from Jefferson County is not running for another term. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman announced on the program This Week in Missouri Politics that she is not seeking re-election. The Arnold Republican says she wanted to announce that now to allow other people plenty of time to run. Coleman played a major role in child welfare issues and in crafting legislation that banned most abortions after Roe v. Wade was overturned. She unsuccessfully ran for Secretary of State last year. Coleman says she plans to finish out her term, which expires in early 2027. The Opera Theater of St. Louis reached an agreement with Caleres to buy the shoe company's former headquarters in downtown Clayton. Opera Theater wants to build a performing arts center there, but is still working out what the facility might include and how much it'll cost. Managing director Andrew Jorgensen says the theater's longtime home at Webster University provided a stable base for 50 years, but has room for improvement.
We wouldn't be the company we are without that incredible partnership. At the same time, that theater was never designed to do what an opera company asks it to do. The acoustics are famously bad. It's a small and it's an inadequate orchestra pit.
Opera Theater wouldn't say how much money it'll need to raise or when the project will move forward from here. The James Beard Awards, considered among the most elite in the culinary world, added a new category this year, Outstanding Professional in Beverage Service. And in its inaugural year, two local women made the semifinalist list. Alicia Blackwell Calvert, Advanced Sommelier and Beverage Director for Madrina in Webster Groves.
It's more than just reading about wine. It's taking pride in my work, making sure that the sommeliers behind me also have a legacy and a path to walk.
And Natasha Bahrami, owner and operator of the Gin Room on South Grand in St. Louis.
Gin is a category of spirit that has such a range of flavor profiles. It allows you to be very unique.
I chatted with both of them about what the honor means to them and to the local hospitality landscape.
This is like the Oscars of the restaurant industry. I've done a lot of studying, a lot of mentorship, a lot of sacrifice to sit in this chair and talk about this. The other nominee, Natasha Bahrami, she's a brilliant woman, very talented, very deserving. So not only am I excited for myself, but I'm also cheering on my friend.
Actually, Alicia was the one she met. I was in the middle of meetings and I got a message from her and I'm like, oh my gosh. And then, okay, not one of us, two women from St. Louis who are somewhat ethnically or culturally diverse. That's what I'm going to say. And we've both been part of this industry for so long. I mean, you meet Alicia and it's like sweet exudes from her. And the two things we do really have in common is we spend our lives educating. We spend our lives being welcoming so that we can be open to other people learning. And we spend that time just joyfully loving what we do. And this is a hard industry, so it's not always easy to do those things.
Even as an advanced sommelier, when I'm approaching a table, because they ask for the sommelier, you still sometimes get that look like, you're the sommelier? And it's getting better, but being a woman of color, there's always that person that wants to downplay your accomplishments or challenge what you're saying just for sport. So, no, it feels great to have that validation that I do know what I'm doing and I am worthy.
St. Louis, Missouri is a beer and bourbon town. So when I had decided to move back and open a makeshift gin bar inside of my family's Persian restaurant, I knew I had something to overcome. And so what we did was person by person, cocktail by cocktail, spoon by spoon, really try to find ways to bring people over to the category of gin by building trust.
So it's an art. One of my favorite rules to break is white wine with fish or red wine with steak. I love a great Pinot Noir with salmon. I love vintage champagne or really big white wine with my steak. So yeah, there's guidelines, but we can also write our own rules.
The first thing I think of is my parents. I feel like I've worked to go into the shoes that they've built and try to continue to create things that are not about having a business. It's about creating a community.
I think that St. Louis has such a rich community of people who want to help each other and see each other succeed. I hope in the spirit of things, I can continue with that legacy of helping the next person grow and be a better professional.
That was Alicia Blackwell Calvert and Natasha Bahrami, our local semi-finalists in the new James Beard Awards Outstanding Professional in Beverage Service category. Our Jonathan All edited that piece. Finalists will be announced next week. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.